probably turn that down.
Yep, we're live. Live.
And I got to do a thing because people in Facebook are screaming about, hey, can you send us a link to the live thing? It's like, you just go to Facebook, man. Or not Facebook, you just go to YouTube,
they're,
man.
They're on Facebook. That's why they're requesting.
Link on the Facebook.
There we go.
They went there and it wasn't there, so they're now they're
like on Facebook, like, hey, can we get that link? And fucking Seth is an asshole over here, like, how about you just go to Facebook?
We're there.
They're like, we're already here on Facebook asking you for the link, dick.
No, it's because it's too early and my brain isn't working. Which, by the way, speaking of my brain not working, part of that is because I had to update the RSS feed before we went live. So anybody who isn't on the Facebook chat, yes, I just updated the RSS feed. Part of the reason why it's so late is my phone had a program referred to as Foxfy, and what it did is it allowed my phone to basically be a mobile hotspot without paying $800,000 a month to sign up for a mobile hotspot for my phone through my cell carrier. So I was using that, and my phone broke. So I had to go buy a new phone, and from what I could tell, from what people have reviewed and thrown in on comments, since I have the Galaxy Note 10 Plus now, if I go to get Foxfy for it, there are times where it can brick the phone, because fucking Sprint. So, yes, that's the reason why the RSS feed hasn't been updated.
Russian roulette. There you go.
Well, yeah, but
everyone knows what episode or what today's episode is by now, right?
Oh, yes, they should. It's because
I'm posting a link to the Facebook.
Yeah, because it's not Gundam. Gundam was last episode. That's what just got updated to the RSS feed.
Well, no, because I put in there, it's time for episode 200's live stream. It's a real special treat today because we go over Shane's list.
And part Shane's suffering.
Yeah, part what? Six?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Just part two.
But yes, so that's basically what the problem was, is I ended up getting a new phone. And yeah, like I said, hopefully by my next paycheck in 2 weeks, I'll be able to afford internet. So, yeah.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
I love how, even though we changed the damn title, it does not change immediately.
Yeah. Because he just did it. Bill has to start the stream, and then the first 5 or 10 minutes is, hey, here's what's going on with our lives and what's going on with stuff while we kill time while Bill can do shit.
Because in order to do this show the way that we do it,
there it is,
so that it's all live and it's all in real time and everything, we use OBS. And when we do that, the last time I did it through YouTube, when they updated, they started this event shit. And that event thing ended up, we streamed two shows at the same time. One of them streamed in silence with just a thumbnail. The other one streamed the whole episode, and people were confused, and I had to go in and delete the 2.5 hour silent video.
The best. Everyone loves 2.5 hours of just pictures.
And if I try to use the YouTube studio to launch us, what ends up happening is it will not cooperate with OBS. So I have to turn on OBS first, then go into the live feed, and then update the episode right there live.
The best.
Yep.
And that's the way we found that we have to do it, and it's working, so whatever.
So Shane, is your butthole prepared for all the ass that you're about to receive?
No.
All right, well.
Oh, this is going to be a great fucking episode.
Here we go,
right.
Shane.
Oh, round the room.
Well, yeah, there is that, but yeah. But here's how this is going to end up working, Shane.
Today
on your zeros.
I already know, you told me.
You get to rate all these guys again.
Yay.
So you get to determine what ass that you have to apologize for.
What level of ass is are each one of these guys sitting at? And by the way, because the rating is now reversed, 5 is the greatest amount of this sucks ass that exists.
And 0 is, I'm sorry I gave this a shitty score.
Yeah. 0 is, I'm sorry I shit on this. So here we go. This is the way that's going to work today. Okay?
See, I missed the first of the Shane List episodes. I think I was working or something.
So what happens here, however, is if something gets a 5...
It stays on the list.
And something else gets a 5, we're going to have to go back to those items and figure out which is the truly worst perfect amount of horrible ass.
Which means somebody needs to keep a running tally for us of who gets a 5.
Shane, you're the one that started the compendium of ass.
It's true.
I never said we needed a list.
No. You were the one who said
to it.
Put it on the list.
And we made a list for you because we care.
Yep.
And stuff.
And by the way, the last time that we ended up going through Shane's list, it was all the way back over at Jeremy's. So while Shane was looking at ass, everybody else had a chance to sit around the pool table and play pool. It was great.
Terrible.
Except for me.
It was awesome. Yeah, the last time he had to put them all in order of the ass, and then we reviewed them. This time we're going to let him go just the normal episode. He gets to re-rate ass. We don't have to rate this time.
You know what?
Right.
The greatest part is, because I'm the one that's most known for utilizing ass, he has written my compendium for me. So I can set this in the library of ass for future generations to know what truly sucks.
And Shane, get ready for a full episode of ass.
Yes, it is a literal full episode. Because we haven't redone the list of Shane Zeros since... I got to find it now. I want to say it was like episode like 80 or 90?
That's 120 episodes of ass, buddy. He's about
so like,
to cry.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Oh, look at that list of ass.
Come on. Shane. I'm not here.
Well, so, you have to be.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Okay, so we get to start today going back and looking at the lovely Robert Lowry from Batman and Robin. That's pretty good. It's starting pretty strong.
I lied. Shane's Zeros is episode 110, because 109 was Shane Catches Up. So only 90 episodes of Zeros.
I gotta move this guy. Yeah, we're right.
You're right.
That's
you was right.
Okay.
You right.
There he is. He's wonderful. Fat-ass face.
And look at his stupid belt, Shane. He loved his stupid belt.
Next. So good. Googly-eyes bat. It's easily one of the best bat symbols.
And Shane has, he pushed his fingers into his eyes.
I also love these episodes for one reason. All the people that don't, like, that have just found us or haven't kept up the whole time or have had the privilege to forget the amount of ass that we have seen.
Right.
We get to bring the ass back.
Back that ass up.
Yep.
Next, yeah. There you go.
First off, I didn't mention this when we reviewed this guy last time. But if you look at that last picture.
But if you look at the board, you have no spikes.
I have spikes.
No, he's
well, he does now.
I had spikes the whole time.
Well, not when he had it like way down here underneath your chin.
He's being a cane, Rudy Poo, candy ass.
Yep.
Okay.
It's
a wrestling joke. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that I never noticed it before because the guy sucks so bad I didn't want to look at him. But it looked like he just woke the fuck up.
He did.
He probably did.
He was taking one of them fucking mythical 5-minute micro bat nap.
This is the guy I didn't like because he doesn't know how to keep a belt on straight.
Yep.
I have problems with that.
And the bat's cockeyed. With googly eyes.
Googly eye bat.
You're not helping the situation.
I know.
Next. Don't worry. Ronan says Shane's suffering will bring us all great joy.
Look at this fucking Robin here.
The Robin that's more jacked than Batman?
He's also incredibly bored with this gig.
Right.
He wants to die.
He came onto the studio lot and he was like, all right, so we're going to do like a gangster movie with guns and I'm going to be suave and shit. Let's get my 3-piece suit. And they were like, you're Robin. And he's like, son of a bitch.
Get your tights on, boy, Wonder.
Another thing, this Batman, you can tell this Batman.
Get in there.
They make him do this in the morning right before he, right when he gets out of bed because his mask is on crooked.
Shane, didn't we discuss this before? Wait, what year was this again, Bill? This was the 19 what?
Wasn't it 50?
This guy,
or something
no,
like that?
This guy's still in the 40s. Both of them were.
Didn't you know the 1940s was
this
slightly
is the,
askew?
This is the second serial.
Yep.
The first serial was...
Oh, this is 1949 Batman.
Yes.
The year 1949 was slanted that year.
Yes.
Yep. Everything was slightly askew.
Next.
Uh-oh, he's got a snub nose, Shane.
Yeah, and like I said last time, Robin does not care.
Dude, yep. I don't give a fuck.
He's like, how about you just pull that trigger?
Robin like, will knock that shit out of the gangster's hand.
He's like, do you see this? Just shoot. Just do it.
Shoot him first, though.
There's nothing fucking left.
Let me have something. Shoot him first.
My acting career is over. Just go ahead and pull the trigger.
It might have been. I don't even know who played Robin.
That might be for the better.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, he might have actually been able to get gigs.
Action shot!
Blah, 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 blah. Bat dad, bat dad, bat dad.
Well, this reminds me of,
he is chubby and trying to run,
because
but he
of the mask that Robin
bat
wears
dad.
And stuff. And how fat this Batman is. This reminds me of a terrible, and I mean, I don't really like this show that I'm going to reference, but their superheroes in that show are way better.
You know, I don't know if Brad is literally digging into the archives of Fandom Night history, or if he doesn't realize that he just referenced something from years ago, but he says, oh, he's going so fast!
Yep.
Remember that fucking Romulan?
Yep.
Oh my god, that was... Oh.
Yep.
When he's fucking, so fast!
When fucking Greg was trying to kill that Romulan. Oh, there he is! Oh my god, he's going so fast!
That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
I know.
So great.
These guys look like a reject team of Merman and Barnacle Boy from SpongeBob.
Right.
Like, those guys were better superheroes, and they were old and retired.
Yep.
This pointing that out, that these guys should feel ashamed if they're not dead, because this is still the 40s.
Right.
Well, I'm pretty sure how well Batman kept himself in shape in this.
He's probably got a girdle on.
He's got to have a girdle on or something.
It's true.
It's not working.
Dang. Next.
Batman's Law.
Oh,
okay. I lost my cowl and girdle and can't leave the bat cave.
You gotta rate this one again.
How bad is this Batman?
Remember, reverse scores.
You're looking for the worst.
Five is the worst.
If I rate something with a 5 twice,
you have to look at it again.
We'll have to go back to determine just how shitty. We have to determine the shittiest of the shit. So anything that gets a 5 is at the top of the shit list, but we have to determine a golden turd.
Truly is the golden turd.
But if I Seth, rate you a say, 5, I may have to look at it again.
Seth, you say it.
So Brad has
something.
Brad has
a
question for you.
Something in this list has to be a 5. Yep. We have to determine.
By the way,
the greatest
Brad,
of shit.
Brad has a question for you, Shane.
What's that?
Would a wheelchair and a mohawk improve him?
Maybe. Maybe.
What's this Batman get?
What's googly eyes get?
4.9.
Damn! All right, hold on. Now, let's make this a rule, too, because I got a feeling this is going to happen a lot.
Right.
If anything ties with a 4.5 or more, you also have to look at it again.
No, we have to determine what is the worst, a 5. But he thinks he's going to dodge some shit and not see something. Something has to be a 5. And if it's the last item and it's not real, we go back through the list.
Yep, the entire list.
Shane, it's gonna be your Groundhog's Day.
Have to determine the shit.
Fucking, you're Bill Murray today, buddy.
So we are now moving on to 1958, The Moonlight Mask.
Fucking Minwoo, you gave Minwoo a 0?
Yes, he
How
did.
How do I not remember this? It's Minwoo with the fucking gun, dude.
No, don't be fooled by that.
It's actually the Great Saiyan Man.
Oh, yes. That too!
No, the Great Punjabi
Man. Yes, and
man.
I would give Great Saiyan Man a fucking 0.
That's because you're wrong, but okay.
Look at him! Champion of Justice!
He who fights evil! Dude, I fucking got great with Great Saiyan Man and all those Budokai games. He's the best.
We don't have to stay on these pictures for long.
Two seconds each. Are you sure? Because, I mean, that's...
Nope.
That's,
it's very white. It's hard to tell detail.
Let's go.
But Shane, according to...
Fucking, he's got two snub nose now, Shane!
He's always had two. But
double
anyway,
the pistol whip.
But Shane, according to Aaron Kaiser, this is also Tuxedo Mask, and there's a Mega Man character based off of him. So with the sunglasses, I can only presume as to one character.
Mm-hmm. We're not gonna talk about it.
Oh, what? Wait, what? What? Pro guy? Is that the no? Because everyone ends with man, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Next,
it's what's that guy's
He's
name?
He's trying to hunt down Ant-Man.
Wears red.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an ascot scarf, right?
Yep.
Wears his sunglasses all day and night.
Let me tell you something.
I think he's got this big shield too, doesn't he?
Shut your whore mouth.
That's right.
I'm the original Proto. Proto Man copied off me. I'm original OG.
Where's your sunglasses, motherfucker?
I'll go outside. They turn into sunglasses.
Bang!
This guy sucks.
He's using a real pistol.
We don't even need to stay on these pictures. Look, he still sucks.
What?
And his magic carpet isn't going to help him.
He's got... those people are hugging. I don't know if that's relevant in any way for anything.
Yeah, because they're terrified. Look at that.
They know to stay on that side of the gun.
I'd be scared too if this asshole came into my house. This guy sucks. Like I said, no, 2 seconds. 2 seconds. All right,
Ryder. Look, he's got a bike. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, now he's a Kamen Rider. Yeah, moving on.
No, he was a Kamen Rider before Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He sucks. Oh, look. Yeah, you're a badass.
Skull!
Alas, poor Shane. This guy knew him well.
And he was a cartoon, Shane.
The cartoon, actually, he looks a lot better, but still sucks. Let's move on. Yeah, everything about you sucks. You're not even cool.
Arabian Guide.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Driving a bike.
I was thinking the same thing.
He rolls up in front of Shane and shoots him with the pie.
What, you forgot about the weird Yeti man?
Yep.
Hey, the thing I didn't have to rate that man.
I'm still half asleep if you can't tell, because I should have came up better lines than that.
And a toy, Shane.
Oh, shit,
that
man.
That toy's pretty cool, dude.
get your toy on. Or you can put that on your shelf.
I totally want a toy with a fucking Aladdin ripoff wearing pajamas.
Fucking Minwoo with sunglasses and a pistol, Shane.
No, listen. All right, Minwoo.
Minwoo's awesome.
He is, and he's better than this guy. And in fact, if you have to compare this guy to Minwoo, then maybe Minwoo was not as cool as we all thought.
Just saying. We're not comparing Minwoo with this guy. We're comparing that guy to Minwoo.
Okay, Shane.
First. All right.
There he is. He's done.
Come on, Shane.
We should take a break. Nope.
Nope.
We only just started, motherfucker. We're only 20 minutes in.
And I'm already fucking done with this.
Be here all night. You don't like these motherfuckers.
Man, this is going to be a long fucking live stream. It's going to be another one.
Fans are going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be another one where me and Nick are taking breaks. And a piss.
And a piss in the middle of the stream. Although we're going to have to do them in tandem so one of us can make sure that we're standing by the door so you don't get the fuck out.
Oh, no, I'll just booby trap the door.
I am going to...
Come on.
4.8.
So he sucks slightly less than Batman.
Yeah, believe it or not, yes, that Batman was just fucking trash.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we are going on to the seven color mask.
1959.
You know, I put these things on the... Oh, my fucking life.
Oh, shit! He's got two guns, too, Shane! Look at him!
It doesn't save you.
Fucking so two guns!
I have to pee.
Nope.
Nope.
Should have done it beforehand.
There's a window.
Got a bow tie?
You got a bottle?
Yeah.
Turn around. We'll wait.
Oh, my God. Please. Just keep moving on.
Nope, can't do it.
He's going to a gold tie event.
How do you know it's gold?
Gold bow tie event.
How do you know? From what I'm saying, he's going to a black and white.
That's a silver tie event, Bill. He couldn't get through the door.
That's a purple tie. Yep.
He couldn't get through the door.
I don't know. It's a metallic-y color.
Fucking look at this guy right here. What the fuck?
Oh, probably him pre-morph or whatever.
Did this fucking dude get dressed in the fucking dark? God damn it.
That's why he's got the wrong colored bow tie. He dresses in the dark.
Let's move on, man. Oh, my God.
Fucking look at him, Shane!
Oh, my God.
He's the best!
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? There are
not every superhero is,
No, here's my thing.
The
I don't...
equal...
She has
ringing.
An unknown name.
I'm about ready to answer that phone and yell at him. I know who that is. You know, I'm going to tell you something. We do these shows, you know, all the time. We rate a lot of shit. And when I put something on my list, I tend to forget about it.
And that's why,
and that's why we bring it up.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Bring it back.
I do not remember this dude at all.
Our job is to take you back to the past. Jesus, to look at the shitty writers and robos that suck ass.
He'd rather have...
No wonder he's always angry.
Take a huge shit in his face.
I feel bad for him. I understand his pain now more than anybody. Let's move on, because I'm tired of looking at this man.
It's like having a big, giant rhino morpher hand and trying to wipe your ass, Shane.
Yes.
It's shitty.
Dude, if we had to rate morphers, that thing got a zero, dude. That thing's stupid.
Next.
Oh, that's common.
Fucking pew pew.
Oh, that thing is that's a shitty toy.
It's not a toy, it's a statue at that point, bud.
Well, to be fair.
It had a base and everything.
To be fair, you ruined somebody's Christmas, so.
Speaking of Christmas, somebody gave me a good idea for Shane this year.
All right, Shane. Yep. He's done.
I don't even remember this guy. That's how bad he was.
That's how far back he was.
Yeah.
I don't remember that shit.
No, I
You know what's sad is when you say how far back he was, that was, let me see here. Find the video.
I think he was in with some of the early tokus.
Yeah, he was in with all the early tokus, which would have been...
That wasn't
within
that long.
The last 30 episodes.
197.
Wow, you
wow.
suck.
That was three episodes ago. Holy fuck.
Now, don't get me wrong. We also took a month break, but...
And the last live or the last time we filmed was a three fucking hour live stream episode.
Right.
So...
Yeah, but that one was good.
And then we had to follow it up with better.
Yep.
Fucking episode 200 extravaganza, motherfucker.
Shit on the list. I want to look at this shit.
Oh, what? But then the fans will be sad because then you never say your catchphrase.
We have to look at this guy for as long as he is unrated.
Yep.
Yep. By the way, I'm going
to give him a five. I have to look at him again.
Yep. Yeah,
maybe.
Yep.
Depends if he turns out to be the actual worst thing you see today.
We're going to put him on with par with Batman, 4.9.
So far.
Now, Shane.
Believe it or not, if I recall, I remember there was a lot worse on this list. I can't remember because, like I said, I forget shit.
Shane,
go on the list.
Shane, I'm gonna give you a spoiler alert. There's probably what, like 30 folders, 40 folders in here.
I hate all of you.
We're on 1967. King Kong Escapes, Shane.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
you put a Kong on the list, Shane.
They put two Kongs on the list.
I did. Okay, listen, I remember.
Rockin' Sockin' Robot Kong.
Oh, Derper Derp Face Kong.
Yeah.
I remember this.
I want to say you also put a Godzilla on the list, to be fair.
Either one or two.
Trust me, I had to fucking listen to all the episodes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you can share my damn pain.
Yes.
Next.
Especially when I listened to an entire episode and there were no zeros. I'm like, well, at least I got an episode in. Okay.
Oh, I forgot. This guy has like a melted face.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's awful. What year was this? Do you guys remember what year this was?
67?
It was enough where Technicolor existed.
Yep.
'60s was a hard decade, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Monkey.
Now I remember this. Oh,
yeah, he's right. Brad pointed it out. I forgot on that last photo, the fingers for Kong had, like, the metal for the wire coming out of them.
That's not helping.
I forgot about that. We don't need to go into eyes, Bill.
But Seth, he's like Krill from Final Fantasy V, staring right into your soul.
It's true.
Pixelated, staring at your phone.
Shock the monkey.
That is some nightmare fuel, man. Man, I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
It's all right. Seth will come and snuggle with you. You'll fall asleep, no problems.
Appreciate it.
Well, I mean, technically, it's not so much falling asleep as it is passing out from 350 pounds of man on your chest, but
I mean,
that's another story.
It's still the sweet embrace of death.
Right.
Stop humping my leg, damn it.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm surprised this made the zero list. I mean, it's not great, but damn, we have seen some abominations.
It's right.
And they're on this list.
Yes.
Listen.
We have seen worse abominations though.
Yeah, I
feel
like we've seen way worse than this. Way worse.
Pew.
Robo Kong.
Beep boop, motherfucker.
Don't turn your back on me, jackass.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, I'm about to rock this guy's world.
Now, if the Rock was with, if this picture was in reverse, it'd be better.
Damn.
This monkey looks so fucking retarded. Like he was dropped on his
the
head.
Robot. The robot one doesn't.
The robot one, believe it or not, I believe is slight, and we're not by much. But this fucking monkey looks like it was dropped on its head as a child.
Oh.
Good. Shoot them both.
Shoot them both. What shot the Eiffel Tower?
Is it the Eiffel Tower or is that Tokyo Tower?
You know what? I don't know.
What shot that big old tower?
I mean, technically, this could be a
I assume this
Las
is taking...
Vegas thing, so I mean, that could
yeah,
just
I
be...
Don't...
Oh, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
it could be any... You know,
since it's Kong, I don't know if this is supposed to be taking place over there or over here.
Right.
You're right. I think it...
And I haven't seen this movie. Oh. I've seen every Godzilla movie. I've probably seen two Kong movies, and that's it.
Oh, I think Nick Martinez one. Says it's Tokyo Tower. So.
Oh, there we go.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's that.
Rate that monkey, Shane.
Behold his giant monkey form.
Thank God, I thought he meant penis.
Four.
Oh, yeah?
Damn!
So it's terrible, but it's not nearly as terrible
it's
as the last few.
Nowhere near
as
doing that!
What? What's wrong, Shane? It's just a monkey.
His soulless eyes.
He's just like, thank you, bitch.
Alright. Oh.
Yeah, we love you, witch teacher, yeah. What?
This is one of the ones
the original magical girl.
This is something that the commenters have been
we
saying.
We're going to fix that. We could fix that literally now. After he goes through it, we can call them up here.
Oh, yeah, because they've been wanting the girls.
They've been wanting the girls to review Magic Girl stuff, and we do have... Oh, my gosh.
We have one.
Awful.
Yeah.
Although, technically, all we really have out of the girls is Shelly and mine, but I don't know if Hannah's
awful.
Big
Plus, I could
Sailor
try,
Moon
I could
fan.
I try and
anything.
Get together
Amanda's
for
not
one
here?
Episode. So.
No, Amanda dipped.
No, she just went to go get food.
Oh.
Yeah,
because
if she's
okay.
here, she's one of the ones that did.
We had three
girls that did the original episode.
Amanda loves Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
So
right.
That, so. Well, Amanda was in the episode.
Yeah.
The three girls that did the original episode here,
yeah,
aside from me having to be in the room because they were going to skip on that horse part, and I was like, wait! You're telling me that that little girl...
Wants to fuck a horse?
First wanted to bone her dad, and then...
A horse?
She moved on to fucking horses... And they were like, now it turns into a guy. And I was like, was it a horse first?
Like, it's a horse guy. I've seen a lot of hentai. Was it a horse first?
I'm just saying, you really want to dodge this situation, and I'm not going to let you do it. This show doesn't work that way.
Right.
I've been trying to dodge shit for years.
And you failed.
Next.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
See, the artwork in the anime stuff was good. But
right.
Then the live action started, and then we
exactly.
all went, ugh!
Yeah, this thing is... I don't have a problem. I don't... Like I said, when something makes my list, I completely block it out of my head.
Yes, this was from the 70s, like 72, 74, somewhere in there.
Animation-wise, I don't remember hating the animation. I just didn't like how she looked because, you know...
The only animation we're showing here is the title card. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she fought that guy!
Yeah.
He was cooler.
Yeah, the Oni guy was cooler, Shane.
I wish we could
But we're not rating the Oni guy. You're rating her. Again.
And we're going to be saying that a lot.
Again.
Let's keep us... Look how sad she looks.
Good God.
I know. Look at her. You can see it in her eyes. Like, oh my God.
If memory serves, because of all of the other old shit that we had looked at, we finally got to her and we were like... No, not as cool.
Weren't we told that this girl pretty much started the whole magic girl thing?
Yep. That's what we were told. If you look in the chat, Aaron Kaiser actually says that the very first magical girl is considered to be Ribbon no Kishi. I probably said that wrong, which is Ribbon Knight.
Okay.
From Osamu Tezuka.
I'll have to try and dig that up. Because if we want to get the girls in on some of this stuff, I can probably get some of the images together for it.
All right, yeah. So
to be fair, the true first magical girl, though, was Dan Hibiki.
I remember when I was growing up, the thing that seemed to catch my attention, and at least just made me feel like that's what was pushing it into the actual understanding here in America, was I remember back when anime was first coming over here, and it was like you had to ask somebody for a VHS or go to a shady store somewhere, and it was like in the back room, and it was in like one tiny rack, and you might find one or two VHS, maybe. I remember a show called Cutie Honey, and that's what I remember the first time I ever saw a Magic Girl thing over here. And then later, Sailor Moon showed up, and that's what kind of pushed it into our mainstream.
Right, and Sailor Moon was the thing that I remembered just because I wake up early in the morning, and it would be on Fox, at like 6 in the morning, and it would be Sailor Moon followed by like Dragon Ball Z and shit.
Hold on. This is the best picture we've seen so far.
Nope, go to the next, Bill.
Yep, next.
There you go.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, it's that Oni dude.
Yep.
Yep, with his magical spooge.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking spooge rope.
I forgot about
Super polymorphy.
I forgot about that. We love you, we love you.
Yep.
Witch teacher.
Okay, so she wasn't counted as the first magical girl. I wonder
super
if she's...
Heroine. Super Japanese heroine. Super heroine.
You think that maybe she gets that title from being the first lead female on like a TV show-esque thing,
maybe?
For live action?
A possibility. I mean...
I wonder if that's where she gets that, because she didn't play second wind to somebody else. She was the main character
so
of a show.
Her show... So if this show is dubbed here... And so she would be called We Love You, Witch Teacher? Sounds
yes.
like a mouthful.
Or they just cut it down to We Love You, Witch Teacher.
It's true.
Or we just give her a cooler name.
What cooler name?
I'll call her Midnight Girl. Moving on.
I'm you know, I might. Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. What's wrong, though?
Doesn't matter.
All right, Shane, rate this bitch.
Okay, to be honest with you, I remember giving her a 5 the first, I mean, like a 0. If she was a 5, she would have not been here.
I remember giving her a 5. Wait, that's on the reverse scale.
You know what? I'm gonna take a page out of Nick's book here. Because I don't remember a lot of this stuff, because I slept
a little bit.
Since then.
I don't know how that's taking a page out of my book. I'm still waiting.
Because that's kind of
your
catchphrase.
You say that all the time.
I've slept a little bit since
then.
Oh,
I've slept a couple minutes since then,
So I'm going to take that page out of your book, and I have slept since we've done these. So I don't recall a lot of them. But she wasn't as bad as what we've seen so far. So we're going to give her a 3.
Okay.
Baseline ass.
Yeah. All right. And now that we are in a 7x6 room... with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shelves and a desk and all sorts of chairs. Hey, girls, you want to come up and review some, like, magical girl shit for us, please?
They can't hear you.
It's true.
And I'm not moving. If I get up, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get back in and up again.
I'll go get them.
Nope.
No.
Not moving
oh,
on.
No. We're moving on. Fuck you, Shane. Sit your ass
hold
right
on,
there.
They heard me. Hold on. When you ask the loudmouth to yell,
go back downstairs. I'll come get you.
Hey, Seth, sit on Shane for the moment.
It's not because my car's right out there and I could just, you know.
Right.
Family emergency. Gotta go. Bye.
Right.
Yeah, they're not coming.
Yeah, I guess they're not coming. I thought they heard me. Oh well. No, never mind. There's a punky. Okay. Yeah, good luck.
That's as far as I can move.
Don't get in here. She's small.
Yeah, she can do it.
Anybody else following?
I have an ass in my face.
No, it's just a shell. Okay. Right. So hold on.
Here.
Then you get to look at...
around the house.
Yeah.
You get to look at We Love You, Witch Teacher. It's wonderful.
It's great.
It's the best.
It's magical.
It sucks.
Shane loved it.
It sucks.
No.
No! It's wonderful.
It's really nice.
Maybe you need another image. There.
That's a little bit better than the other one.
It's also a title card.
But a turd.
Let's skip the title card.
But a turd is still a turd. Remember that.
There you go.
Well, she's fighting an Oni demon.
She fights
a little
scary
redundant,
Onis.
I suppose,
no.
I like that. I like that one word. No. Moving on.
What about her?
Maybe I'm doing the show wrong.
It's a pretty good costume right there. With the...
No, it's not. Looks like a bug.
No, bugs are cuter.
What does that do in the corner?
That's spooge rope.
Yeah.
Magical Oni spooge rope.
Ew.
Guaranteed to keep you in check.
Yep.
Oh, that's what we need for Shane.
Spooge rope?
That way he can't move.
You can create the spooge rope. No, I'm just gonna sit here.
I don't have magical spooge rope.
You know, he just has disgusting spooge rope. Oh, let's see. What do we got here? Oh crap.
There you go. See, you're proud.
Yeah.
You're proud.
Shit.
I think I prefer my own magical girl genre.
A Z.
What?
But
good stuff like Sailor Moon.
But it never
looked
like
that. But without her, there would
that.
Be no Sailor Moon.
No,
I'm
probably
glad they improved.
Wow. Oh, shit.
And suffering completes us.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And that was Punky, everybody.
I missed Gerard Butler for this.
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
You can rewind.
Be kind. Rewind.
Oh, fuck. I can't move.
We're going to go to 1973. Dev Adam.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Shane, the
Spider-Spooder dude.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Villain. Spider-Villain. He is a Spider-Villain.
Thank you.
You got McDonald's?
Oh, my God.
All I got was a donut.
Look at this.
But all I got was a donut.
Look at this.
Doing 90
guy.
Down the highway.
What? What are we doing?
Dang, man. Oh. I ain't got no bacon.
There's
bagel.
Nothing in there.
First off, I need this.
Hey, Bill, if it's any consolation, I didn't eat either.
All we're doing is looking at that guy.
Couple Spider-Men getting beat the fuck out of by a luchador and...
Oh, my God. You know what?
Psycho, angry, crackhead Captain America.
No, what? Five.
He's
five.
He's a sad Destro Halloween costume.
Yeah. Five. Moving on.
I think we found the worst of the worst then. Okay.
You think he's the worst guy?
Oh, my God. He's so dumb.
The suffering. It brings us great joy.
The 70s was a shitty decade.
So far, the worst thing that we have seen...
I have seen. Because you ain't rating, motherfucker.
No, we already did. We did our job ages ago. And no, Bomber, we've been going since 10. It's like 10:45 now. We've already done intros and all the shit, man.
This is like the fourth or fifth fucking thing, my God.
Yeah, you should know by now, we start at 10 on Saturday.
Yep, 10 o'clock on the dot. Even when the computer is fucking up, we
it's
still
so
find
good.
A way.
Stop doing that!
Doing what, Shane?
Look into his pixelated, soulless eyes.
Alright, next, because we got like 18 more thousand.
What are you in a hurry for? We ain't got no hot date.
The gender man.
I just got some
because
food
I want more
I like
suffering out of Shane, damn it!
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, psycho evil Mickey Mouse with the cinnamon roll tits.
What the fuck? I missed this.
I forgot this.
I don't remember.
So Shane,
this.
Do we need to apologize to Spider-Man immediately?
Nope, we can't. We can't change his score. Shane or Seth, we can't change his score. He's set at a five.
Yeah, he already sent the five.
Which means Shane's going to have to look at him again.
Unless you're dethroning him.
Okay.
We're trying to look for the worst thing you've ever seen in this show.
Let's do it this way. Because the last picture is still fresh in my head. This thing is definitely a five.
You mean this picture is still fresh in your head?
This thing is a five, for goddamn sure. And this thing is worse than the last one.
You think so?
So she stays as a five.
Next. And she's got a bike.
Yeah, it's gay. Yeah, you're cool.
Oh my God!
Yep, that's
that
it.
Thank
awful.
God. Thank God, it was only three.
So we got two fives next to each other.
Yep.
See, I told you we needed to move along. There's some good shit coming. Oh no!
Oh my God!
Shane, you love wrestling.
This
right?
guy is filled with fucking fail. 1976 to 1977 pro wrestler star as Tekizer.
Fire Hogan.
Oh, that guy! Yeah, I remember this guy.
So shame. Do we have to re-rate already? Again?
No.
Oh, no, no. No, the thing is... Or sorry, not re-rate,
we have
re-rank.
Two fives in a row.
So he's better than evil Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, but not by much. Trust me.
Fucking there's this guy.
There's fucking Farmer Mario.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What the
fuck?
You can't even see his eyes. That's the problem. His eyes are closed. You can't even see him.
Fucking singing for you, Shane.
No, Bill, he's singing for you. It's your birthday.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. Bill's birthday was on Thursday. By the way, everybody who didn't know, Bill's birthday was a couple days ago. Say hi and say happy birthday to Bill.
Say hi.
Oh, pulling a Goku here.
fucking ripped that guy in half, Shane.
That's a legal wrestling move, I believe.
Yeah.
That's the fuck you wrestling move.
Okay. The first time
we see it, it's like, that's an illegal move.
Fucking Shane says, that is an illegal wrestling move. You can't do murder.
Like hell I can. What you gonna do about it, ref?
Oh, man.
No, I'm good. Fuck it. It's legal. Continue.
There's a puzzle.
Yep.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Naked
yeah, he fights
guy.
Yeah. Okay, so
nearly naked, man.
This is not healthy.
We don't have to worry about this guy. He did not. He didn't beat Minnie. Hanna-Barbera Godzilla.
But what score did he get, though?
I gave... this guy is going to... Oh, my God.
He's just eating into the mic, too. That's the best part.
Right?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Ooh, hey, look at me. I'm eating into the mic.
Fuck, Blue already gave it a 6. He thinks that wrestling dude is the worst.
Because we're doing this in reverse order for anybody who's come in late. Fives are the worst of the worst. Zero means I'm sorry I gave you a shitty score.
Yep. Shane zeros.
I'm going to give this guy a 4.8.
Here we go. We are moving on to Hanna-Barbera Godzilla.
I love that. We explained it and Bomber goes, oh. -6.
Shane, you like some Hanna-Barbera, man. Right?
Yeah.
Is there a reason this got a 0?
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you gave it a 0.
Why did you give him a 0?
I remember it, but why a 0?
I don't remember.
He doesn't seem that bad. Oh, are we reviewing this?
Yeah, I know.
That would explain it. If we're reviewing the little thing...
No, I'm pretty sure it was the big thing. I think he gave it a 0 because he was fed up with everything that
day. He was fed up with everything by this point, so everything was getting 0s.
He said the art was kind of derpy. But it's not that bad.
But compared to all the other Godzillas, it was kind of like, okay, I get it the time.
I've seen Hanna-Barbera do some awful animation.
Right?
This isn't that bad.
I do remember Shane hating the little baby Zilla.
I hated the little thing, but I don't recall giving this a 0.
Well.
What do you give it now?
Oh, I'll give this a 0.
Yeah.
This is a... I'm sorry I fucking told you to go fuck yourself.
My apologies, Godzilla.
Oh, God, that's right. Movie Shin. Oh, God.
Movie Shin Kamen Rider.
Okay.
Shane, get ready to get scared.
I'm a bug from space.
Is there a reason he got a 0?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
It was because in this episode, when we were reviewing all of the other Kamen Riders, he looked at this and he was like, this looks fucking retarded. It doesn't need to be dark.
It doesn't need to be Guyver, Dark Hero.
Yes.
I must have been so sleepy because this actually looks cool.
Yeah, that's because you've been looking at ass.
I'm very confused.
Oh, this game's gonna the only way
I could imagine this guy made the zero list is because we were reviewing Kamen Rider.
Yep.
And then it came to this, and the only thing I could think of is that's a monster, not a Kamen Rider.
Right.
Maybe.
If it was rated on that idea that he wasn't supposed to be a biological monster.
Well, there's the guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it was. We were already in the middle of reviewing other Kamen Rider, and
I think it was the Kamen Rider movies we were tackling, so...
Yeah, and you were like, this does not look like a Kamen Rider. This looks more like an alien bug thing. Because I think some of the fans were explaining it of, oh yeah, no, this isn't an actual Kamen Rider bug. This is an alien that came down and murdered, death, killed people, and all sorts of shit.
But for the life of me, I don't understand, because I can't sit there and, you know, hate this guy when Guyver kills people horribly.
Right.
And I love Guyver. I mean, he's even nice enough to, you know, play guitar
he's
with...
He's Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit the Frog. This guy is zero. Take him off the list. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no joke.
I have no idea what the fuck...
Oh, shit.
With bat nipples.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck that.
The silver ship. Silver Clooney.
Yep.
Oh, Silver Clooney. Yeah, I hated that.
Silver Clooney.
Yeah.
It works for Batgirl. Robin.
Actually, I'm telling you right now, if you were to color that properly,
it would be Nightwing.
Yeah,
Robin could
Nightwing.
Just be Nightwing.
Yeah, the silver just has to be blue.
I think I even said that it looked good on her.
Yeah, you could
have looked bad on him, but Batman, it was just awful.
Batman, it's not right. He shouldn't be like the other two people have been known to stand out. Like Barbara has been known to wear purples and yellows, like high res yellows over her black, which is fine for her. It's something we just expect. And Robin, Jesus Christ,
right?
Running around
in Target.
Yeah, he's a fucking roaming Target. But Batman glowing in silver chrome is just fucking wrong.
Not his character. I do remember this. Yeah, that's the reason why I gave
Christopher Stone Cypher wins points today.
Why?
Back
it's
credit,
a back
card,
credit card
out
of
five.
You get 10 points.
So, Shane.
10 points to Gryffindor.
What
do you give this
points.
Shit?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because points don't matter.
Well, I do not like Clooney Batman, all right? But we're judging on what he looks like, not his skills of Batman.
Comparing this to the other garbage that you've seen today.
This thing, I'm not taking it off the list.
When you reach 100 million points, Shane will give you a hug.
Yeah.
100 million.
2002.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
The next award of. Points
Tenku
I give
Gorai
is going to be 999,999,000.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Shane, this guy.
There's quite a few robos in here.
You know what? This is actually quite interesting that this showed up. I know why it showed up. But I was actually watching a video at work, a Power Rangers video, and this is from Ninja Storm. And this Zord showed up. And when I saw it on the thing, I was like, oh, that thing's huge. It's got a big line. That's pretty cool. And then now that it showed up, and I'm realizing that it has to be on TV. The toy doesn't help the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't have all that monstrosity on it. Like its weird fucking turbo power fucking arm. Whatever the fuck it's standing on. It looks like it's just standing on junk at this point. The lion, the dolphin gun thing. That is what I saw. The main part right there, take off all that extra shit, that's what I saw in the video, right? And that, minus the derpy fucking feet thing and the stupid arm. But I remember this thing, I didn't like it because not only did it look unwieldy because
overkill?
Overkill, but we've seen other stuff that was overkill.
Oh, yeah.
Worked still. This isn't the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Trust me, it's not. I'm going to take it off my list.
Okay.
And put it at a zero. Because now that I actually seen it move and stuff, because I haven't seen Ninja Storm in a long time.
Right.
I apologize for
Which does tend to happen.
Yeah.
Like motion, here's the thing. When we do our show, we purposely go in without barely an idea of what's going on. We look at pictures. It's very much like a concept. Like, we try to have every single episode as if the show was coming out next year, and all we're getting is some images to kind of get an idea. And then we can see it, and sometimes seeing these motions, like, sometimes the costumes are just awful when they're standing there. But if they can move, it helps them exponentially.
All right, so...
That guy.
Yep.
Wow.
I am under the impression that I fucking was asleep.
No,
Nope, it's because it was a lot of
bullshit.
Yeah, it was a lot of, duh.
No.
Foot go on arm.
Yeah, it was blades 37 motherfucking forms, and every form got their own damn name.
Yep.
That was before we changed it to where...
Before we changed the standard and from now on, we're just going to say they get the same score if we don't feel like they've changed.
And you know
right.
Because we got to the point where we were seeing them,
It was immediately zero, 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 just down the road.
Yeah. If we were five or six in and all he was doing was changing his right arm and getting a new name, we started fucking dropping zeros.
But that didn't necessarily mean that it looked bad. I mean, I know I gave it zeros because I was tired of looking at him. But that
was all of us.
I did that out of spite, though, so take this guy off. That is not even fair. Because that was also before we changed it.
So wait. What did that guy get then if you took him off the list?
A zero.
He got a zero.
Zero
means you're removed from the list. Holy fuck,
so
we're
sorry.
So
this is Kamen Rider...
There's only one picture, so I can't imagine.
Lion...
Saiga? Lion... Orphnok? I don't know. I can't see from this far back.
Orphnok. Fucking this? What the fuck?
That doesn't even look like an actual Kamen Rider. It looks like a villain.
Had to be why.
Yeah.
Had to be why. Because I remember us crossing into an era for a while where we were like, that's not a Kamen Rider. And we were starting to get irritated about, like, where the fuck is his motorcycle? This guy's not right. This dude cannot be a Kamen Rider. He's not even a fucking bug. That was a comment from us for a while until we let off of it and started being like, okay, that dude's a gecko. That dude's a this. That dude's a this.
Here's the problem. Yeah,
people are saying it. That's a villain.
Okay, if he's a villain, he has to be taken off because we're not doing villains yet.
Yep.
He was put in there by accident. He still looks stupid, but he's not.
But we'll come back to him later then.
Okay, 2005 Travel Lion. Travel Lion.
Yeah, this thingy.
Oh my god.
That's right. That one does stay on the list, right?
Yes. Okay, I know that I got generous with the last few, but you're not.
So far, my mercy only goes so far. So far, Shitty Minnie Mouse is the worst fucking thing on the list.
We're not even halfway done.
Nope.
Okay, oh my god, I... Oh my.
Hey guys, I'm here!
Yeah, because if memory serves, I believe this to be Train Rangers.
Holy shit!
You mean Train Wreck Ranger? I don't remember.
I want to say yes.
I think we finally did give the pyramid one tiny
just, and
prop.
And just in case I did forget or I can't remember pyramid, I am so sorry. You were the second derpiest toy I've ever seen.
Nope. You're wrong. You can make fun of my pyramid all you want to shit on me, but it doesn't change the fact that there was once a yellow fucking robot that was so fucking awful it started Shane's Christmas joke.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So very true. It's the third worst?
No.
Apparently this
worse.
Is Mystic Force.
So Shane.
Oh. Rate this mystic shit.
Rate the magical bullshit.
Ass.
Let's give it a mystical 4.7.
A mystical.
Oh, here's another Kong for you, Shane.
Now, to be fair, I think we're getting close to the bottom of the list.
For now.
Kong, Return to the Jungle.
Did I do it? I did.
Yeah, this was a zero because a lot of us said this looked fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah!
Holy shit!
Oh, yeah, that's right. The fucking CG cell monkey.
Oh, yeah, that was awful. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, yeah. I remember our Kong episode. I liked that episode a lot.
Except for certain parts of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the
art
on the cover is very misleading to what that turns out to be.
And then watch. Go to the next picture.
It's just the
misleading
cover art.
Again.
It's the cover art.
Yeah, that's just the cover art.
Yeah,
just...
that's the cover art.
Yeah.
That's the cover art. So the cover art is incredibly fucking misleading.
Give this thing a 3.5. It's not the worst thing. But I don't like it.
He doesn't like it at all.
Are we almost done?
We're getting there. Try to scroll down a bit. Let's see.
He doesn't want me to say. He doesn't want, yeah, want me to have hope.
Damn, this is fighting me all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's because you're trying to...
No, it's because it's fighting me. You're not in control of the mouse. I'm, okay.
2006?
It's stopping my movement.
Siren Builder Crane?
It's sick and tired of reviewing all this ass again, too. I wonder if it's because I might have left my mouse on downstairs and it's wireless, too.
No, nope. I don't know.
Maybe it's interfering? No, okay. We're too far away from it.
That's not true. That's not true. You could be, the mouse that I have downstairs could be up to 20 feet away from the computer easily. I could stand up on top of the staircase and play on the TV. And it has a 24-month battery.
This looks nice. Like a mess.
Okay, believe it or
but
not.
There's also a lot of walls in the way.
We've seen so many robots doing this show that I don't remember this guy at all.
Well, somebody's asking if it's RPM, and I mean, I'm a little inclined to go with that, but...
Do you have any more pictures? Or is
this
the only
this
one?
Is it.
And yeah, it is. It's RPM. I can see the logo on the chest.
People are saying Overdrive.
That's the Operation Overdrive symbol.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's because it's pixelated as fuck.
Believe it or not, you can never mistake the Red Ranger RPM. You can't mistake his Zord. Got like a bird face.
So
like,
yeah,
helmet, like his helmet. You cannot forget.
Well,
what
Shane,
are we doing with this?
Oh my god, there's only one picture and
I
remember.
That's it.
Well, Operation Overdrive sucks.
Oh yeah, I
so.
See it much better now. My glasses had schmutz on it. That was
schmutz. Must have been from the Oni spooge rope.
No, I think it was because I was doing 90 down the highway trying to eat fucking crawlers from Casey's because I had to stop and get gas this morning.
Minnie Mouse, Nightmare Bitch,
donuts.
Stupid Spider-Man, Stupid Batman. You know, I've been rating all those guys in the fours because they deserve it. They really do.
Minnie Mouse is the 5.
This thing is awful. This thing's a piece of shit, but you know what? Give it a 2.
I was wondering if he beat Minnie Mouse.
No.
Because Minnie Mouse is the 5 right now.
I know.
Yep.
I figured...
Oh, here we go again with
one picture.
Siren Builder.
One picture means we were adding parts, taking parts.
Yeah.
Probably changed that fucking arm right there.
Yep.
Yep.
Same thing, Shane?
No, we were so fucking irritated.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we did some shit. I think we
because we had like 62 motherfucking folders.
And I get that, and I get that it was exhausting. And I think that I was putting shit on there just because I was so pissed.
We were.
So take it off, Zero.
Bill, apparently me and you are getting apologized to.
What?
Brad threw down, Nick and Bill, I apologize in advance for when you watch Operation Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. That's not even the one I'm worried about.
Which one are you
I'm reading? Worried about reviewing fucking...
Lost Galaxy?
No, Lost Galaxy.
No, Lost Galaxy's good.
I'm
looking forward to Lost Galaxy. I'm not looking forward to the show that precedes it or
Lightspeed
goes after
Rescue.
It. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I really would like you to talk to some of these guys I've been watching.
Because Lightspeed Rescue is fucking awesome.
I want to put you in a room with some of these guys on YouTube I've been watching, and I want you guys to talk about that series because they think it's one of the top series.
What the fuck is wrong with they brains?
I get it because the villain is so fucking...
It's not just the villain.
She is...
Dude, when we were watching all of this shit for prep, because I thought that we were going to be going a lot faster than we were, I got to that series. I watched literally from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Episode 1, all the movies, all the way up into Lightspeed Rescue, Got about 15 episodes in, and I was like, fuck this.
Here's a problem.
And I had to turn it off. And then I came back like a couple weeks later and tried again. And was like, good God. I would fall asleep during episodes. And it wasn't that I was tired. It was fucking awful. The villain is fucking awful. The Rangers are they're the highest level of fucking cliche. Girl climbs rocks. There's your character. Guy is a cowboy. There's your character. Dude is a firefighter. There's your character.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now.
There's an episode where they teach a monster kung fu and some old guy throws the monster down a staircase. And I'm like, why do I give a fuck now? Like, why do I give a fuck that he turns into a giant and the Megazord has to kill him? I'm just wasting the next fucking 20 minutes of my life when a brittle old man was like, fuck you, monster. Pow!
Here's the thing. Because I got so bored at work that I was watching other Ranger shows. I'm not cheating on us. I want to see what else is out there comparing what we do. And Carter is the Red Ranger in Lightspeed Rescue. And he's on a lot of top 10 lists as being one of the best Red Rangers.
He is one of the... Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this, and when we get there, you'll see it. He's one of the only fucking watchable things in the entire damn show.
Here's the thing.
That's not fair. It doesn't make him awesome. It doesn't make him awesome. It makes it... You can snore all you want. This is the way our show works.
I know.
The reason he's so good is because the rest of his show is utterly fucking terrible. That's the show that I posted where the guy goes, nom, 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 pooch, 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 pooch. That's it. That's the big evil ending fucking final episode where they use the ultimate spell to fucking destroy the world or whatever.
But I also told you that it was Lightspeed Rescue that actually made me stop watching Power Rangers. But you get rewarded after you watch it because you get Time Force next.
Yes.
And you get rewarded for your suffering.
Next!
Speaking of suffering!
Nope, keep going.
2007.
I'm actually becoming intrigued with this conversation all of a sudden.
You're actually not, because I'm watching that right there. I see that, but I've never, ever, 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 ever fucking stepped aside from one of our rants or anything, because that's the way I am. The adult pick of Lightspeed Rescue. Yeah, so what? It doesn't matter that somebody's attractive. Like, it's not going to help me. That series is fucking awful.
Is this a villain?
It's a...
Has the worst... Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is. This is dumb. Look, you're getting mad at me because I want to talk about other shit. Look at this!
Yes, I know.
I wasn't getting mad at you.
Exactly.
I was part of the rant.
Exactly.
And if this guy's a villain, he has to take it off. Take it off.
Fucking Bill, move on. We want to see awful shit.
I want to watch Shane suffer, damn it.
Yeah, not the bullshit about Lightspeed.
I'm suffering with him. Look at this fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. This is RPM.
Yay.
Yeah.
I think. Yes. I think I'm right. I think. Am I? Yes. Yeah, because that bird, that chess piece, looks like the Red Ranger's helmet in a way. And I remember the Blue Ranger gets a
stupid
sad.
Everybody's screaming. Yes, it's RPM.
Aha! Uh-huh. I'm so good.
With the fucking brave little toaster vacuum cock.
Yeah, I remember that sad toaster cock.
I think he looks like the fucking vacuum cleaner from that show.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
It's the very depressed, grumpy vacuum cleaner from the brave little toaster.
This makes it worse.
I remember why I gave this thing a zero now. Over-design. It can be a bad thing.
Yep. What's it get now, Shane?
Look at all that shit goes into it.
Is it worse than Minnie Mouse?
No, it's a goddamn totem pole of failure.
Yep.
And know what? I stick with my guns when I don't like something. So far, nothing is worse than that fucking bitch. This thing is
This was an engine OG-12. What did it get, Shane?
It's going to get a...
Oh,
4.
Fuck
9.
Me running.
Oh.
That's a folders inside folder, goddammit.
Wait a minute, no.
It's
no.
From the 2010 Tensu Genkai Gosaiger.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go grab my other tea real quick.
Oh no, you this don't. Is you don't want me. You don't want to leave. You gotta watch Shane suffer. Remember? Well, guess what,
I
motherfucker?
I need a drink to enjoy that.
Oh, but I couldn't side rail us for 20 minutes and avoid whatever the fuck that is.
I wasn't complaining about that. Oh, I told God. You to keep going.
Look at how fucking surprised at the ass level is happening.
As a matter
here.
Of fact, I even typed in chat to defend you to keep going with that.
So awful. Now we got fucking 12 goddamn folders inside of an ass folder.
Which is why I'm going to go grab my tea and I'll be right back.
I guess I can't blame you, to be fair.
Can you
I
bring me
just
a
need
water?
To walk down to the table, Nick. Grab Nick. My tea, and walk back up.
No, Nick, listen, you've always been a good friend to me. Let me go get this for you.
This is a
I
lot
have
of
no
problem. No. This is just a lot of fucking love, shit to deal with before breakfast.
You know, he's offering to get me food, too.
I'm going to go make him some food.
I'm
right back.
Tempted.
No, you have to rate this thing, or I have to stare at it for the rest of my goddamn life.
Wait, you think I'm
going to
leave?
Oh, no. Yes. See, I don't run like the Flash. I run like a crippled geriatric man.
So, like the Nick.
I run really slow, so that way I don't have to suffer that much.
Plus, Shane is the one who has to rate these guys, not us.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'll be back.
Oh, my God. This is
you know what?
Fucking.
You know what? Well, I remember this guy vividly.
The stupid arcade
machine. I also
machine.
Feel like you kind of punked out on the last guy, because I don't think he gave the last guy a rating, but yeah, sure.
Yeah,
oh, you
did.
Oh, okay.
This thing is a fucking
this
travesty.
Thing is actually going to get a 5.
Does he beat the other?
Yes.
So he is the worst now.
So he's worse than Minnie Mouse and Spider-Man.
So far, the worst thing on your list is...
Datas,
or Datas, or whatever the fuck it is.
Okay, next we got the Exotic Gosai Great.
Great.
Oh, that's a lot better than what we saw last time. The last time we saw. I remember it has all those faces on its fucking shoulder.
Yep. Next.
It's the Zord version of that shitty Silver Ranger.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Is there any more pictures of this guy?
This is it.
This is it.
Aww.
Had a dog in the way. Had to take the long way. Oh, wait.
Can you give me a water?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Please.
Can you give me my sanity?
No. That flew out the window years ago.
4.5 of assness.
We're okay. Far from done. Gosai ground.
Gosai ground.
4.5 of assness. I haven't even seen it. 4. I like the black. 4.2.
Danger leg.
I honestly believe I gave a lot of stuff on this list a 0 because I was mad.
Ah, there we go. Now I'm back.
Yeah, I don't that happened a lot.
Water.
Yay, this, water.
Oh,
this
shit.
Could.
Wait, is that. Bill, do you need more tea?
This could have very well this could have been nothing more than he changed his leg and we were like, oh, fuck this guy.
I take him off. He look, doesn't right. look that bad.
Because that happened a lot as we were going through this.
Okay, so ground, I'm still standing
ground
up.
Ghost
Does anyone
great?
Else need anything other than Shane?
Fuck you.
Ground Viper, Ghost
I
great.
I was going to make you food. Now you can starve.
Can you go out? Can you go out to the van and grab my donuts?
Oh yeah, I got
They're
you.
In the
Hold
front
on.
Seat. I got a dozen donuts because I grabbed the big box on accident and I said, fuck it.
He accidentally bought a dozen.
Not accidentally. I accidentally grabbed the bigger box and I said, well, I'm not going to be an asshole. So I just said, fuck it, and bought up a dozen.
I accidentally put myself
It's too late.
Because I can eat them
down.
For breakfast tomorrow.
Didn't mean to do it. Just kind of happened.
I sat my fat ass down. It's too late.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
The fucking
oh my God.
You gave it a 0?
I know, I can see why.
Now you're gonna have to rate again.
Oh my God. 4.5 of assness.
More Gosai.
Hyper Gosai great.
I must have hated this series.
Yes,
no,
you
it
did.
Was,
no, it was forms inside of forms I'll, inside of forms.
I'll bet you there were 60 motherfucking folders, and guess what? We just changed his arms.
Yep. So guess what? 4.5 of assness.
Yes, yeah, that's the same fucking guy.
And I'm telling you right
now,
if it continues to be one part changed, it's going to be the same score every time.
Well, because that's the way the new rating is.
The new format has helped us a lot.
Landick.
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 Go Sigrate.
You remember Landick, Shane?
Changed his arms.
And he got wings, too.
Oh, he took the faces off. No, no, technically he did not. It's
and
still
he's got
face,
a pincher
face,
head.
Face.
4.5 of assness. By the way, if he knees somebody.
His fucking head, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Why does that look familiar?
It's a beetle.
Yeah, yes. It's a beetleborg.
Beetleborg, yes.
Yep.
And, but he only changed certain things, so.
Landick.
Mystic
Datas.
Wait a minute. That's Mystic that,
Datas.
That's that fucking dumbass.
Hyper.
Yep.
Hyper!
It doesn't seem
it's
as bad as that.
Like
Datus,
a fighting
though.
Form of it?
I think, yeah.
Because there he is behind it.
Yeah, I see that.
This episode brought to you by Shane Suffering and Razzleberry Peace Tea.
The good shit.
I would like to say that that is not true because we are not sponsored by anybody. We broke as fuck.
Okay. No, that's what I'm drinking right
now. I can remember why I gave this guy a 5. What the fuck is wrong with his head? You don't need to have that. That is that.
You remember why you gave this guy a 5?
That's his fucking go-go gadget fucking flight
because
head.
Because we fucking changed the fucking format for this episode, it's really got me confused. 4.5 of assness.
Okay, C-dick, or C-sick, whatever, go side great.
Just call it a C-dick.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
It's a C-dick.
Oh.
One grade higher than the D dick.
Oh, I can see.
But not as not as good as the B dick.
It's a stingray on his head. He's trying to look like a pirate hat.
It's a flying dildo.
Oh my god, he's got a patch.
He actually does have an eye patch.
He's got a patch.
God damn it!
But we were so pissed off in this episode, we all missed it.
Oh, who's a shitty robo under the sea?
Oh my god, you know I like
she dick.
Don't give in to your biasness and liking pirates. This guy sucks. Stick with the gun. Eye patch. Oh my god, it's so cool.
Shane,
so bad.
Hold on.
Cool.
Shane, let me help. It's a 4.4 out of assness.
No, this thing's gonna need a 1.
Biased motherfucker.
I'm biased as shit. You shut up.
Okay. What?
Skick? Go side gray.
Probably skick. More that C dick.
Is it a stick?
Up,
different
not.
Head? No, this
it's
is
the dinos
different.
Now.
It's a dino foot head.
Because the chicken heads.
Yep.
Arise, chicken, arise.
4.5 of assness.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. He doesn't
fucking
have an eye patch.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses are. Oh, damn. Sunglasses are cool. All
right. So
not enough. Not enough. Eye patches are cooler.
Skyland Sea, Go Side Great. This shit isn't great.
Oh my god, you changed your foot.
He lost the chickens.
4.5 of this. Oh, what's that other guy?
Villain.
Monster something cooler week. Than this.
Yeah.
Well, for this episode, that guy's a 0 because he looks cool.
Ultimate Gosai great.
I'm noticing that you're saying that word, great. I don't think they know what that means.
Shame.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
4.9 of assness.
He went to infinity and beyond of assness.
He should have stayed infinity and beyond.
Ultimate swords.
He has great levels of ass.
Still don't think they know what that word means.
No, great levels of ass.
Oh my
what
god.
What the fuck?
That was that thing that was on the back, only it actually
Dude,
transformed.
Not make me apologize to that fucking human. Why do toys suck? But that doesn't look
Shit,
as bad.
That's not the toy. Yeah.
That looks actually kind of cool.
The sword's form is the one on the right.
Okay.
The one on the left was from another form.
Okay. Okay, the toy's ass. Completely ass. But that doesn't look...
Yeah.
Come on, we've seen way worse, trust me. Take this thing off the list. I like it. I don't know. I was
They're
mad.
Giving it a 0?
Yeah, I was mad.
All right, we're done with that set of robos.
Oh my god!
We still got about that much
fusions.
Of a bar left.
To be honest, that bar
meteor is fusion.
Only that fucking bar is moved.
Oh, yeah, the Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Rider burning all the fuse on ever known.
With the Mega Man X logo.
And he's wearing purple, Shane.
To be fair, I don't have a problem with purple.
And it's such a cool color.
Not on him.
But his helmet is really dumb.
I feel like if his helmet had boosters, his head would just come right off of his shoulders. Do me a favor and let that be a thing. Is this the only picture?
Yep.
Excellent, excellent.
He kind of sucks, so everyone knows.
4.8 of assness.
No, oh, sweet.
Dumb motherfucker.
Okay. Now we get to see the other Nagisiko fusion.
Fusion dumb!
Oh my god, he has skis. I don't remember that.
But the thing is, it's basically the same. He just has dumbass booster hands now.
Oh, he has skis.
And skis.
And
skis. I'm sorry, I got a computer in the way, so from the knees down, I can't see.
I don't remember the skis. My god, dumb.
Chat says he has a Green Ranger shield. That should make you happy.
Yeah, because we pointed that out to you last time, and we were like, that should make you happy and help. You're like, it doesn't.
Does it, Steve?
It doesn't help. In fact, he tried to be cool by adding, the greatest ranger of all time to his ensemble, and it failed. 4.99 of assness. That arcade thing is still the dumbest thing I've seen.
Oh, shit.
But this thing came awfully. Why do you have skis?
Oh, for his A specials. Rocket.
Rocket?
Ready for a rocket?
Rocket punch. Let's just say you really liked this rider, Shane.
Yeah. Oh. I can tell.
I think this rider suffered from that same thing that the robos were starting to suffer from.
A little bit, yeah.
What's it getting, Shane?
I think I hated hard on these too. It's been a few episodes.
4.75. Moving on.
Ass.
That gave me a headache.
And now you get a
rocket drill.
Well, it's rocket drill time, Shane.
Rocket drill.
Is this the dude that tried to be Crash Man?
I think so. Yes.
Yep.
This was knockoff Crash Man.
He tried to be Crash Man.
4.75. Moving the fuck on.
Dang, man, how are you going to hate that guy?
Okay,
I like how we don't even call him by his name.
13, Raiden Kairusen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he has dinosaurs.
Really shitty dinosaurs.
Now look at that happy T-Rex. It's like Puff the Magic Dragon all over again.
No, there was no Mega Man. There was no Mega Man Sentai. That has never been done.
That would be too cool.
Because then we could go through all of Mega Man.
The big question would be how to do it. Because there's Mega Man, and then he just changes colors. Then there's the actual change. Like, Mega Man always looks the same, except for the Rush armors. Otherwise, he's just changing colors.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't base the...
There would be Mega Man, Rush armors, then there would be X...
All of
armors.
His motherfucking armor.
Because the armors make him change.
Listen,
and then we had to add Zero.
The new Mega Man.
Listen.
The new Mega Man, every time he beats somebody, he legitimately changes.
Yes, now he does. That's not just a color swap. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I might be a little biased here, but if they did a Mega Man Sentai, I would base it off Proto Man. He's just so cool. That's what I would do.
Actually, we'd have to give Mega Man a shield and count that as one, too, because he does get Proto Man shield.
Yeah.
So it'd be Mega Man with Mega Man 3. When you defeat Proto Man in Mega Man 3, he gives you the Proto Shield, and it's garbage.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I never played 3, to be fair.
I remember, isn't 3 the one where when you beat all the mechs... Okay, sorry, you beat all the Reploids, and then the four come back, and their levels are all destroyed.
Yeah,
those are replaced with Darkman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's certain areas that you can go to fight Proto-Man.
You see?
I remember that.
Proto-Man should have won.
I don't remember getting his shield.
What are you going to give this dino mega form?
You know, I noticed something. He has huge feet.
At least I think it was three. It might have been four.
They kind of look like they're backwards.
But you
it
do
looks
get
like
the Proto-Man shield.
Right one should be on
poopy.
The left and left one should be on the right.
A little bit, actually. Oh, my God, you're right.
Dude,
they didn't even get that part right. 4.9. Thank you for pointing that out. I would not have done I saw every other ass part of it. What is this?
2016 Dobutsu Sentai. Oh, Dobutsu.
Better be one fucking picture in each fold.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to stab myself.
Dobutsu Dai Gotai Wild Tosai King.
Oh, yeah, the Minecraft.
Fuck these stupid fucking Lego Zords.
See, I knew that there was a reason why when this name came up, I was like, why does this sound so familiar?
I gave almost this whole fucking thing a zero.
Yep.
Creativity has never been this bad.
Yeah, Shane did too.
Shane,
fucking
as a matter of fact, I believe the terminology of, do you know what happens when you look like ass?
Dude, you can
look
make,
like shit.
You can make these
I
Zords.
I think this was the episode of fucking innovation!
You can make these Zords
possibly
out
do.
Of literal blocks that two-year-olds play with.
Yep.
Creativity at its finest.
Yep.
Oh my God, but this thing, I remember this because.
And he has a fucking click pin for a weapon.
Did we talk about your truck during this episode too?
I think so, yes. Back when I still had it, yeah.
I remember somebody saying.
Like all of Shane's bit or song that guy did was basically from that episode.
Yeah.
Fucking innovation!
And this episode really was real good. Really good. This is the only picture.
Yeah. A lot of single picture change.
All this suffering is making me hungry.
All this suffering is giving me a headache, actually.
The faster you get through the suffering, the faster we can get food.
And take pisses. And have cigarettes.
And drink that bottle of tequila that's downstairs still.
Yeah.
That's
been there a long time.
And I will drink it.
Although, no, because you had said that there was it was for the next rider. You were going to take, like, the entire week off because every time something dumb came up, you were going to take a shot because we had to pump your stomach afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Condor Saber.
I already gave it a rating. You just didn't hear it.
How'd you give it?
4.95.
Yeah, everybody's talking about stuff.
That arcade thing.
Dobutsu Dai Gotai Wild Tosai King Condor Saber.
Oh, my God.
I guess the score stays, right?
Stays the same.
Yeah, I remember watching this episode because I was in the middle of, like, playing a video game while I was listening to most of the others, and anytime I heard you go, it's a fucking zero, I'd be like, fuck. Pause, rewind, okay. And then I get to this, it's like, it's fucking zero. Stays a fucking zero. Stays a zero. I was like, well, I guess I'm watching the whole fucking episode and typing.
Dobutsu
Dai Gotai Wild Zell King. I think it's Zell King.
More innovation!
Shane, field goal.
Yep. For tomorrow.
No good. Stays the same. And no, yes, football is tomorrow.
Yeah.
My team is.
Which is the reason why it is that I got to go grocery shopping tonight, because if I go grocery shopping tomorrow, it's going to be a fucking madhouse.
Dobutsu Henkai Dodekai O.
You know what that translates to?
Oh.
Whale Lord.
No, actually, that translates into.
Ass.
Please kill me. And put me out of my misery? Can do.
Nope.
I don't do it as good as you do.
Nope.
Stays the same because it's fucking Legos. I love
it. It doesn't work unless we're talking about Gerlukovic, Shane. Yeah.
Okay, then that translates into Gerlukovic.
Dobutsu Zen Gotai Wild Tosai Dedekia King.
Gerlukovic. Oh, I'm sorry. All I heard was. Please steal this Metal Gear and shoot
me
in the face.
Look who showed
Can
up.
Can do.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 19. Congratulations, you can count to 10.
Autobots, yep. Transform and roll out.
Hopscotch.
I'm not a big fan of Transformers, but they were way cooler. I am going to say the same, because it seems as though that I want this to be done.
Just a reminder for folks in the chat.
The grading scale
is reversed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, why did you do this?
So zeros are good in this instance.
I don't think I've ever been so mad at you.
I had to click the images. I only did one
Shane,
image.
Zhao you King, have no one to be two, mad three, at but four, yourself. Five.
No. That's a
oh
fucking lie.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
This is a tone pole.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you right here. You sat there and blamed me for putting these on my list, but I'm not the one that created it. That's their fault for sucking so bad.
You're not wrong, to be fair.
Fucking what is that?
People were giving negative thousands at this point.
Why are you trying to bring these out of the list? They deserve to be in the Museum of Ass.
Why is
not
it,
wrong.
Why is he a totem pole?
Five is the bad score this episode.
Shane, I'm not going to stand here and justify or debate with you why he's a totem pole. He fucking sucks. That's why he's a totem pole.
He gets a five, but he's still not as bad as that fucking arcade game.
Oh, well, that's two people we got to go back and look at.
No, he said that arcade game is still winning.
Okay.
To avoid going back, I haven't...
Zoking...
He's been keeping it in mind so we don't have to go back and look at everything.
He's been keeping the person
who's currently winning in mind.
Particle.
Okay. Winning. Okay. This thing...
winning this, the ass award.
This thing got off his totem pole and was slightly better. 4.99.
Zhao King, 1-2-4.
Same score.
Followed by 1-2-4 with
same
Bazooka.
Score. Look at that. It doesn't change. It's getting in here.
Oh, shocking.
Oh, my God. It's like, oh, my God. Did you just change
it? But Shane, it's 1-2-4 with Bazooka.
Yes. Zhao King, 1-2-4, Kirin Bazooka.
Shane isn't even looking.
Look at that. Same score.
Shane, ain't not even looking.
Yeah, same score.
He's got a yellow toy bazooka.
Oh, my God. Yes, it does.
And another fucking vacuum cock.
That's an angry, mean vacuum cock. Look at that thing. Oh, it's teeth.
Oh, we changed your number, Shane.
Zhao King, 154.
We changed your numbers.
Yay.
We got claw knees.
Tiger claw.
I think I remember that tiger knee really does work on this.
Tiger.
So, Bill, where do you want to go for food after this is done?
Hey, Bill.
Is there a place that serves fucking poison?
McDonald's.
Most fast food restaurants?
Yeah.
No, Hardee's is usually pretty good.
No, not.
We could do tacos, though.
Yeah.
Like, good tacos. Not like
not
Death
of the
tacos.
Bell variety.
Or Taco John's.
I don't know. To be fair, I did have good tacos last night, but that's because we ended up going to Moe's because it was, like, right by the hospital.
Dude, I love that fucking place.
Right?
Moe's is so good. Let's continue to talk about that. What do you want to
Oh, we can't. We have to.
Oh, yeah.
We can't go get food.
This was originally a me and Bill discussion.
But I had.
You need to continue viewing ass.
I don't control the laptop. He does.
Okay, so we are back to.
Well, I mean, if you don't
want to
look at this ass, I can
pull
down my pants and you can look at my ass.
That might be slightly better. Terrifying. Oh, look at that. Same score. Moving on. He just put on a gun.
It doesn't matter
me?
What you fucking
oh, wait,
do.
Wait,
is
wait.
Made of
we got a cutter.
Blocks.
We got a cutter.
I'm about to be a cutter.
Yep. Zhao King.
Give me a razor blade.
Fukuru. Cutter.
I'd give you the knife, but then I'd be the one going to jail.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, this one was toy.
Look at that. He's got a sucker ring.
Sucker ring.
Same score. Oh, my God. I understand why these all made the list. I'm so tired.
Zhao King, Huao Hammer.
Wow. How wow.
You hammer something. It's fucking, it's dumb. It doesn't fucking
hammer.
Matter how I say it. It's still dumb.
Hey, Bill. Bill, look. You want to see something cool? Look. I'm Shane with hat.
Shane without
fucking animation. I'm pretty sure he used that during this episode too.
Uh huh. Fucking just cracking open all the oldies.
Shane without hat. Hmm? Hat sold separately.
Good.
Yeah, we're only $99.95. And for, shit, you know, we need to play that again. We need to invent some shit.
All right. Okay. What's this shit?
I got a stylus pen for Shao my phone King, now so I can draw better.
Come on, a Hishi laser.
I'm guessing same score.
Pew, pew.
Yep. Okay.
But it looks like platypus. Hey, Shane without glasses.
Looks like Duckman.
Change forms.
So basically, I did make this. I believe it was this episode that I also made this comment.
Oh. Oh.
Because all he's doing is pulling out a weapon, and it's a new toy.
See, at least Energizer got the number got the change. Whole purpose of this damn episode.
Got the damn score right.
Zhao,
yeah.
13. Zhao Wild, 6-2-3.
Innovation.
Oh, he changed a slight bit.
And he's got a boomstick.
Is that a monkey on his chest?
Yes, that looks like
that,
a,
is
that
a baboon? I'm going to call it a baboon.
I don't know. It's a fucking block.
I can't fucking tell. Baboon!
No, I'm sorry. That baboon was cool. Same score. I don't care. Hey, so Bill, if you change your shirt, is that a new form?
Yep.
Cool. Yep.
Cool. Sold separately, huh?
Damn right.
Gotta make that money, buddy.
Fuck yes.
There you go. We're going to give him a drill now, Shane.
Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
There's also the limited edition Seth with wrestling mask.
Oh, shit. That's good. We can get a fortune out of that one.
Limited edition for... Oh, God, what's a con that's going
really?
Away? E3 only?
I know, Bill. Isn't that so shocking?
You know, Seth, after this entire episode, especially this one set of folders...
Right. Oh. Hey, we're getting to the
another
end.
Con.
Much like J. Robert Oppenheimer, after viewing all this dumb shit, I am become death.
Yep.
2016 to 2018, Kong King of Apes. Apes.
Monkey!
It's the Netflix.
The Netflix.
Oh. It's the happy monkey.
Happy monkey.
It's a baby happy monkey with big ass eyes. That's a very quizzical monkey with an egg.
Yep, I look confused too.
I don't know what kind of egg I put my finger in. I look like I smoked about 3 tons of weed.
Well, I mean, you could now, but that's another story.
He's a scared ape.
Shane, I have to have some kind of fun. This is ass.
It's true. It's about 50 shades of ass.
Oh, shit. And it's funny because in the fucking preview of the stream, it's still staring at you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep moving on.
Oh, peek-a-boo.
Look at me. I'm so stupid.
Oh my, he's not looking at me. You do know that, right?
Is yeah, now he's looking at Bill.
Bill, look at him.
Oh, I'm fucking awesome.
You know,
oh my God, oh, yeah! This is fucking awful.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do to King Kong?
What the fuck is happening?
You know, I have Netflix, and I don't... Oh, you know what?
You know what's weird?
I didn't purposely look for this.
How come sometimes people get a hold of a property and have no fucking clue what that property is? Like, did you just miss all the fucking Kongs that were ever made since the 19 fucking goddamn 30s and be like, oh, fuck, what's this monkey fucking thing? You know what? He should have a fucking kid sidekick and do crazy Looney Tune antics and bust through walls and smoke monkey weed or something. Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
They weren't thinking.
With how long this episode's going, I don't know if we're gonna do a second episode today.
Good
probably
God,
not.
Because
we usually try to stream till noon, and it's 11:40.
And we still got a couple folders left.
Fucking stupid
like
monkey.
Four or five.
No,
sure
it doesn't help.
Folders and folders,
no, you can't fucking fight the T-Rex from Toy Story. It doesn't fucking help. You still ass.
It's a family show.
Give a
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, with the fucking the one dude from Big Hero 10.
Man, I kind of wish I would have already cut this right. With some tequila. It might have helped.
Look at how they try to make him look tough. You're fucking sad.
Okay, Shane.
What do you give that monkey? I mean, ape.
Monkey.
I know what I would give it. Fireworks!
What's the score for fireworks?
Pop.
Remember, everything's backwards now, so...
Well, yeah, pop, which would be P-O-P, which you flip it around and be...
It's still P-O-P.
Well, no. If you invert it,
P-O-P.
it'd be 909.
So if you flip it around, it's 909.
But then, of course, now we got to go ass.
It's a 909.
No. It's a .909.
No, that means it's...
Yeah.
Good.
Well, but for this, that means then that it would
be
a 4.99090
as the last guy.
Okay, so that stupid fucking
the arcade thing still
arcade machine is still
that
losing.
That thing really gave me nightmares.
No, the arcade machine is winning, Bill.
Uh-oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, and guess what? They're all Gundam. I had to get them last night.
Yeah, some Gundam.
Somebody was lazy.
Oh, and by the way. Somebody gave me a great idea for Christmas for Shane.
You know what?
Nick!
A guy!
Listen.
A guy! It's going to be a guy Gunpla.
You going back to all the shit that we saw. Give me a real appreciation for certain things. I love Gundam. I don't love the at guy, but... What I saw today has opened my eyes to what real shit looks like.
So is this thing going off the list?
This thing is going off the list.
Holy
what?
Shit.
I love this at guy.
A guy made it off the list.
At guy. At guy just made an actual rating. Okay. So now I'm wondering, what's the actual rating of at guy now?
1.
Okay.
Still don't like it. Right.
Now, Shane.
Up just above the 0 threshold.
Shane, MSN.
How about the Zhong?
0.
You know how I feel about
this. You gotta shoot my arms around in space. Shane.
Oh, I hate this.
Shane, your ass has been punished me. I got these cool antlers.
Shut up, Raymond.
Listen, okay. So, hey! Let's go back to what I said previously. I love Gundam. But not even my love of Gundam can save you.
Dang.
You are piloted by my favorite fucking pilot of all time.
Yeah.
And that does not save you.
Yeah.
You thought that would, didn't you?
Mr. Cool Space Nazi himself.
But Shane.
Until later on.
It's true.
I don't like that Char. I like the Char. I like Char 1 Year War, and I like
Quattro.
I don't like older Char.
I got laser finger, Shane. Are you still derpy?
So what's this derpy derp get?
Okay, so listen. Listen, I don't like this thing. I never have. I just don't like from the design, from everything about it. But.
Compared to the rest.
But compared to what I've seen today. You are still the lamest thing I've seen in Gundam, so you're still going to stay, I'll be, I found my mercy pool just filled back up.
he's like, my God, is this what mercy feels like?
I'm going to give Shane, you a 1.5.
You're draining the mercy out of me is what's happening.
No, Shane.
Give me all of it.
Now, Shane, here Shane. Comes
oh, that's
the,
it.
Here comes
that's
the,
all I got.
Here comes the 76.
Oh, here's a nice one. Here's the RX-76 3S, motherfucker.
The Gundam tank.
Woo! Riding on trans.
So I love Gundam.
Shane, don't worry about it.
And my love. But see, you know what?
But your sympathy.
Unfortunately, guys. See, right here? I got this pain right here in my chest because that mercy pool kind of just drained. Took a lot out of me to give the Zhong something. You don't get my mercy. Unfortunately. So,
but Shane is just the Gundams with the fucking wheelchair. It's
and
fine.
50% of it's cool.
It's
so does that mean he gets a 2.5?
Yes.
Man, oh, I calculated actually that did, for you.
Yeah, it actually did have a wheelchair and a mohawk.
Yep.
RX-78. Oh,
yeah, the B-parts.
Yep, the last one is the RX-78 2 Gundam Plus B-parts.
It's an aeroplane.
Oh, my God. Okay, I know what they used
I'm
for.
Learning to fly.
They launched it.
And I got leg wings.
music jokes, yay.
Man, I wish I would have used that during the episode.
Right?
It's sad, Rocket Man.
Feeling that pity pool rising.
Yeah.
But 75% of you school, so 1.75.
75% of you school.
So the data
so
is the worst.
Is the Datus worst is thing worst. He has seen.
In part followed
by
hey,
Minnie
Bill.
Mouse.
Bill, bring
followed
that one
by
up again
Spider-Man.
Real quick. We got to end it on that.
No.
Because we have to show the winner.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us in part two of my misery.
Shane's suffering.
Yes. It's okay.
If I play this right, I don't have to do a part three.
Now here's the question, because we do have
oh, you'll
14
forget.
Minutes. Is there anything we can get done in 14 minutes?
Maybe that Gotham images?
It might be possible.
Yeah, we could go back and do the Gotham ahead of the next superhero, which I already know what it is.
Batman. No, we did Batman.
No, we decided that because we've made you suffer, we were going to give you something that you love.
Live action Flash.
Yep. But you took too long, so now Flash has to wait 2 weeks.
Yep.
But we can at
when
least.
Why didn't you tell me that first? I sped through these things like the Flash.
Because your suffering brought everyone great
instead,
joy. Yep.
Instead, you get to enjoy the Gotham Batman.
Ah, fuck. I need my phone again. Hold on. Bye, chat.
Just four pictures?
Because we didn't do this suit.
Yep.
Okay. And people were asking a lot
people
for
were
it.
Pissed that we didn't get it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So technically, it gets two scores because there's two versions.
Okay. Two pictures apiece, or just
kind of.
Well, I remember. Okay, well to be
shit.
To be honest with you, that's a little bit more accurate to when he first went out.
I am Justice. Well, I was about Justice fucks off. Oh
yeah.
Justice knows kung fu. Ah, fuck, that's a gun. And Batman almost bleeds out in his fucking Rolls Royce. Yeah.
Day one. I remember this. I remember
it's good
that.
Comic.
Next.
Well, I can only see the back.
I know. Isn't that fucking great? Yeah, it's fucking wonderful.
Next.
I think that's Gordon right down, all the way down.
Yep, all the way down there. Well, you've been zooming in all day. Zoom in.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck it, where's Gordon? Hey!
He's one of those guys.
It's a pixel guy!
I think he's the guy with the trench coat.
One of those guys is Gordon. One of those guys is Alfred, I think.
Yeah.
And the other guy is not Gordon
I think it's
or
Fox.
Alfred.
I think those were the three guys that were on the roof. I honestly can't remember.
No. To be fair,
next.
I think I've only seen like four episodes of Gotham.
There you go.
Okay.
The Batman.
You didn't actually watch Gotham and finish it.
I'm on season two.
I watched all of Gotham primarily for only two reasons. One,
Gordon.
Alfred.
Oh, Alfred, yeah, he's good. I liked him.
Two, Penguin. It was his fucking show.
Yeah.
It was the only time that I've ever liked Cobblepot.
It was his fucking show, man.
Yeah, because I remember when we first started doing the podcast instead of doing all the live shit, one of the first things, Gotham, man, you were like, Cobblepot. I fucking hate Cobblepot.
Everything that surrounded the story of Cobblepot was fucking interesting.
Yeah, because I was way back in, like, what, season one going on season two?
And the thing about it is, though, is that I stick with my guns. I don't like the Penguin at all.
Right.
But in that show, if we would have gotten that Penguin in the comics and in the movies and stuff like that, it would have been, he might have been one of my favorite villains. In the Batman Rogue Gallery.
Next!
Right.
That suit does look pretty cool, though.
I only have one question. There's only one thing I don't like about it. I'm not caring for the stomach part.
That we're going to get into weird. It, definitely. Next.
Okay.
So we got two different
stuff. So let's talk about him first and rate him.
He's okay. First off, it's a leather jean jacket.
For,
biker
year one
jacket.
Batman? Oh, yeah. I'm at like a 4.2.
Okay, because I know where it's coming from.
Right.
Because I've seen year one. I know what he went out before he donned the cowl.
Shit. Seen it. I've seen it. I've read it. And yeah, year one is awesome.
I'm with Seth. I know it's the most basic thing you could possibly find in your goddamn closet to go fight crime in, but it's what started the bat.
So you're at a 4.2?
Yes.
Okay.
3.
Bill?
Damn it. Okay. This is exactly what holds him back. He's a 16-year-old child. It's the biggest problem I had with the whole fucking series. They started him way too fucking early.
He doesn't do that until he's 25.
Yeah.
Because at 18,
original continuity, he dons the cowl at like 25 years old.
Because at 18, yeah. He leaves to travel the world to learn all kinds of sweet martial arts for 7 years.
This is before he leaves.
Yeah.
He's not... Okay, I don't like
this
that.
He shows up in this outfit throughout the course of the series, and this is kind of their year one-esque developing the bat suit type of thing, and it's fine, but like he's still a child, and it just, to me, it's still fucking ridiculous. It's fine, but like this 16-year-old boy comes around the corner like, I'm fucking superhero, and half the people he's fighting are actual like adult fucking scary villains, and far as I'm concerned, he should have fucking died in that series.
Well, but here's the other thing, too. We're not grading the show.
Yes,
we're a beauty
sadly,
pageant.
I can look at him
and see that is a kid.
And I'm not afraid. I don't give a fuck. Unless he has a gun, if that kid comes around the corner in a dark alley like I'm fucking Batman, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
You'd be like, oh, you're Batman, huh? I'm Throat Punch Man. Bow!
Yeah, I think I'm at like a 2, and it's not his fault. This may have worked on an adult man.
But not on a kid.
That was actually
I'm
like
give
in
him a
shape.
2.5.
Because also, the dude, and I'm not trying to shit on this actor. I get what they were doing with this show.
Damn.
He's not big enough. He should have been working out, literally. They should have had him in weight training and exercise training every day throughout the course of the whole series so that you would see Bruce get bigger and toner and stronger throughout the whole run.
When he leaves at 18, he's not huge either. It's when he goes on his travels for that 7 years.
Depends. You look at books like the DC 52 and whatnot where they show him, he's in pretty good shape when he leaves.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's not just some skinny dude in a leather jacket.
Let's be real for a minute. That skinny kid is also in shape.
Not really, no. He's just kind of a lanky, skinny kid the whole series.
And I
can look right at that. Look, that guy... I don't see it. And maybe it's also the way he holds himself. He doesn't feel intimidating at all. Like, the pride isn't there. The power's not there. The heart seems... He's just some dude.
That's because
it does nothing for me. I'm at like a 2. And I don't think it's the suit's fault. I really think it's him. An older, stronger, more like prominent figure probably would have made that work. Like you just said, you watched year one, you read year one, you seen the fucking animated movie. That little fucking kid.
Yep.
That little kid is gonna go fucking fight that hard ass fucking Catwoman that comes down when like he get his
yes,
ass beat. And I get that Selena's different in the series, too. But once again, we're not talking about the series. We're talking about a live-action Batman. And when you looked at Christian Bale in Batman Begins, you saw the potential of what he could become. This guy never tends to look like he's going to become the Batman. In fact, for all the people that are bitching right now, Mr. Twilight looks 7 times the Batman that this kid does.
You gotta misunderstand. Like, I had my reserve with Ben Affleck, because I know the shit that he's been in. Couldn't imagine him being Batman. I know
everyone thought the same with Michael Keaton, because he was Mr.
Yep.
Mom.
And yep. Guess what? I know that this dude was in a stupid fucking vampire show. I know that he was derpy, emo-looking kid.
He was.
Yep.
That sparkled in the sunlight.
But even he hates it.
Yep.
Even he says he's done full fucking interviews where he says it was the worst fucking acting experience of my life. He's like, I hated the character. I hated the way I had to play it. He did his job, is what he did. He signed into a contract. He started doing it. Then he read the books because he wanted more insight into his own material and whatnot. And
then he realized that they suck.
He even denounced the actual writer, saying that she basically writes trash.
Yep.
That he doesn't like any of the books. He doesn't like any of the offshoots. He doesn't like the movies. He won't watch his own performance. He was disgusted the whole time he was on. So he did not like that experience. He didn't like the character he ended up having to portray. But since he's an actor and he views acting as his job and he was signed a contract, he just did what the fuck he was supposed to do.
And here's the thing. And when you watch those movies, acting's a strong word. Edward did not really...
That was his problem.
I know.
Yeah.
He said he hated it. He said the whole thing was just a bland, emotionless fucking trife.
And that's the problem with all the characters. Even you would see it like, you would see like a moment where there was some kind of energy.
I watched it. I watched every one of those movies just as they came.
Right.
As they came out, there were, I seen them. I did. I seen the whole damn thing.
I don't actually, like I said, and just because he had a role that I did not like does not mean he can't be a bad as fuck Batman.
Right. Anyway,
speaking
Batman Year One got a 3.18.
Now let's look at this thing.
Here's
now,
this guy.
This one.
Obviously, he looks older.
The suit looks cool, just except for the weird anus belly button.
Okay. Here's where, okay. Here,
before we begin, I got a question. Is he now 25?
This is supposed to be him returning to Gotham.
Okay, a little bit more menacing. And now I can tell he looks like an adult now.
I thought I read something like it's not him, that they got a different actor to be in costume for it, and they also replaced the girl that was playing Selina Kyle, so that she would seem older. She specifically requested that she not be in the episode, that they not do makeup to make her older. She said they should choose a different actress to play Selina that is older. And so as far as I understand, there was two where the kid wore the suit and there was an actor that wore the suit, a different guy. So when he had to appear in shadows and be big and shit like that, they could do it. When they had to show his face, it was the kid, from what I understand.
Let us begin with the breakdown of this. This is nowhere near the worst I have seen of Batman.
No, we had googly-eyed Batman earlier. Yep.
But, once again, vice versa. I have seen far better costumes. And I get it. This is a TV show, not a big-budget movie.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
This TV show has a pretty big budget, Shane. Yep.
Okay, just go ahead.
It was wrapping down, though, so.
No, you're fine. You're fine, but I'm going to look something up real quick to show you what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I could do it for you if you want.
No, because I want to show
it. But keep breaking down the suit, Shane.
I don't have a problem with the cowl itself. It kind of reminds me of Bale's in a little way, in ways. Maybe I'm the only one that sees it.
What, more form-fitting? The ears are
a
little curved in, more like horns, though.
Mm-hmm. The bat symbol on the chest, we've seen that before, where it kind of matches, where it kind of blends in. The sleeves, when he zoomed in, I saw that the sleeves kind of look like an undershirt. Like he wore a shirt and then put that stuff up over it.
Yeah.
The cape doesn't look bad.
Capes are really hard to get wrong these days.
Then let's look at the utility belt for a minute. Now, you can see that there's pouches for him to carry all sorts of bullshit that he will eventually carry.
Like the bat credit card and the anti-shark bat spray.
Because he's not smiling, I can't see if he has his utility teeth. I need to know if he has utility teeth, because he's going to eventually do that.
Yep.
You can see the bat symbol in the middle of the belt. It blends in. It blends in a lot. It also could just be this picture because it is a little blurry. And I can't. I'm actually having a hard time seeing. I mean, I can't really tell about the legs. And I can't. Obviously, I cannot see the boots. So because of that, I can't really rate those because I don't have a good view of them.
So you're abstaining?
Oh, but when it comes to that, but for the most part, I'll give this a 3.
Okay.
And I give it a 3 because, like I told you,
I think his belt is fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a problem with it. The symbol does.
Aside from what's under the costume that I cannot see, like maybe he's wearing a cup, his dick has no protection. That's a problem when you're fighting crime because I don't know.
Kicked in the dick.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but
Shane, do you want to get goblin punched? Because I sure as hell don't want to get goblin.
If
punched.
If I'm an angry Joker-esque clown man, I'm gonna stab you in the dick. I don't exactly have rules. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like
you also don't have sanity.
His arms have like nothing. There's nothing there. That's fucking cloth. It's so unbelievably fucking visible that it's cloth. His gloves don't fit. They're loose. You can look right at him. Like, the fingers are too big. He has that weird thing where when your finger and your gloves don't quite fit, your finger's like right here and the little part that comes off the glove. That's right there. Look at his two fucking fingers right here on the other hand.
You can obviously tell this was a prototype suit.
Right. Yep. Like, the cape is fine. The cowl I'll let go. It's fine. But there's nothing protecting his neck.
Right.
And the cowl is very obviously, like, it might be armored if we can use our imaginations. But then it kind of moves away from looking armored. I don't believe that this stuff on his legs here looks like armor. It's all a bunch of fucking cloth.
I'm thinking.
And then there's my biggest fucking problem with all of this. When we really get in personal here, he's got his belly armor. You can still stab him all over in fucking here where his nice fucking cloth is. His fucking cloth, extra cloth padding for his arm armor. And the cape. This may sound like a nitpick. The cape is tucked in to the bat.
I seen that.
No capes!
The bat's more like a clasp on this.
It's like Wonder Woman's chest piece. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Wonder Bat.
Here's it. Because we all know what Batman is. What Batman is he's going to take that suit out. And when
his
cloth neck
that he can get stabbed in.
Maybe again.
Here's my fucking problem. I've seen better bat suits in worse, far worse series. I waited a long fucking time. Just like when I was younger and I waited 10 motherfucking years to see Superman and all I got was a small off fucking CGI blur. This didn't do much to rekindle my belief in superhero shows that tell origins. In fact, because I'm now fucking 2 for 2 with disappointment, I think I fucking despise origin series. Now, what I mean by origin series is they never become the hero. Like, if Arrow had went Arrow the entire fucking run, and he never put on the Arrow costume till the last episode.
Basically, just wore, like...
just a dude figuring
out
shit.
Maybe wearing, like, a fucking ski mask type thing.
I don't think it would have worked the same.
Or he'd just wear the hood. He would, like... because that's what he...
got a hoodie. Yep.
When he showed up in season one...
yes.
They were calling him the Arrow.
They developed that character and run with him. But this... I waited fucking years. They made it sound like it was going to be a movie event, that they were going to bring in the bat suit. It was going to be fucking epic. That Joker that they built up, which was fucking fantastic, by the way. The Joker, all the stuff they did. That guy was fucking phenomenal. Then they come to this last episode and they show me this. You didn't have enough time to purchase materials and try some things out with your budget. Maybe build the gloves. Kind of look at them, see that they work during season 1. Build the boots around season 2. take your time, piece it together, make it right. The fuck is that? Fucking one.
Have you rated it yet?
No, I haven't.
No, Nick hasn't rated it. I'm going to give it a 3.2 because in the beauty contest, it looks okay. But like Bill said, there's plenty of fucking spots where all I got to do is I just got to get up there. I got to get my knife. I'm just going
to... Ha ha! Batman, but here's the thing. Batman's going to take that suit out. Yeah. And when he gets stabbed for the first time, he's going to be like, let me modify this.
And had
let
that
me add this.
Had the series went like that, I would be fine with that. But no, they introduce him, and by the way our show is looking at it, since we're a beauty pageant, that's Batman.
Yes. Yep.
That's what he is.
Divide that by 5. He's at 2.04.
2.04.
Now, here is what I was trying to tell you. Years ago, there was a worse series with a much smaller budget with a just fucking awful series. Awful series!
And you gave that to me.
It was fucking awful. Now, I will say this. There were parts of it that were somewhat worth watching. And if I and you're right, I gave this to you. And Shane, there is one part that you should have watched. Because when they introduce Batgirl, you get to see what a small budget can do if they just fucking try. The Batgirl that they introduce in Birds of Prey is phenomenally solid. She looks good. The costume is great. The belt is good. The bat is good. The cape is good. The cowl, there's almost nothing wrong with the look. I realize these images are blurry. Look, you're not going to get this in Blu-ray. Just understand that. It's an awful series.
He also rushed and grabbed these while we were talking.
Yes.
So he couldn't find the high-quality good shit.
That one's pretty good.
That's the bat. It's segmented. It looks detailed.
It looks
pops off the chest.
Batgirl.
It looks like Batgirl. There's an armor plate here on her boobs. There's an armor plating here that goes across the chest, up and over the shoulder. The cape is fine. The cowl is menacing. It has those fucking heavy edges that make her look fearsome and mean. That's the costume,
look,
Shane.
It's Batgirl.
That's what they did on one of the worst fucking Batman series ever to be put on film. They made that.
And look at what Fox did with Batman.
She's in 2 fucking episodes. That's it, Shane. They made that throwaway costume for, like, 2 fucking appearances.
On a McDonald's movie budget.
And then we get that fucking Batman.
Well, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Like, it just, that's what gets me about it, is that I've seen 1,000 times better. Look at that.
That doesn't actually even look that cheap.
That's fucking fantastic.
I like it.
And it was on a series that was, oh my god, that series is awful.
It only had like, what, 13 episodes?
Yeah, it goes 1 season. Thank God.
To be fair, in terms of the it doesn't look cheap that you just said, I mean, don't get me wrong. I could see where all they did is they went down to like the local like lingerie store and bought up like a little corset and then spray painted it black.
Yes.
But at the same time, when you're dealing with, hey, I have $1,000. I need you to go make me a full-fledged costume that looks hardcore.
But I'll say this. That corset looks like it's sitting on top for aesthetic purposes.
Exactly.
Because this under part here looks like the same kind of armor plate we accepted in Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
And if I'm to believe that, then that armor plate runs all the way down her body.
Right. So that's what I mean.
And that corset's for design on top of it.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like they made something and they were like, shit, we don't have enough. Well, fuck, put this on here. Oh, okay, yeah, that looks good now.
Sadly, we are not rating Batgirls.
Yep. Yeah.
But if we were, I'm telling you, I fucking love that costume.
Well, I can give her a faux rating. She gets all 6 inches out of just saying.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, I know.
She
it was.
Gets a 6 inch out of 2 inch.
Shane's tiny penis jokes.
So, hope everyone enjoyed episode 200 extravaganza. We'll be back in 2 weeks with stuff.
Actually, yeah. When we come back, We're hoping to knock out two episodes. One will be the promised "We're sorry for making you do this, Shane" episode, where we'll cover all the Flash costumes, and then it's time to go back to start finishing material.
Yep.
And we hope to do that in the same day. So it'll be the Flash episode, and then we'll follow that Flash episode with...
It'll be either Kamen Rider or the preview of the newest guys.
Could yep. do the preview. Yeah, we could finish out the team from last year and do the preview of
no.
from this year.
No, because just this past month they introduced a new guy.
Yeah, they're still introducing shit.
And it's over in March, so we got a while.
So we gotta wait till the end to actually make sure we have all the material, or we're just going back again anyway.
Okay, well then here's how this will work then. If we've gotta wait till motherfucking March.
But we can do the preview.
Yeah,
the preview
which
for the
we
next
need
one.
To do before March.
Right.
Yes.
Well, next episode.
Well, yes and no, because technically as it gets closer and closer, the preview itself is gonna release a
more
little bit more
and
more.
And more. So that's why I stopped collecting. That's why I stopped collecting.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm going to drop something here. The next episode with the Flash.
So
and
we
stuff,
can do Flash and
I may be in that episode, pending on how the plane ride goes.
Oh my God!
You know I'm terrified because I have to go down to Florida next weekend.
You'll be fine.
You'll live.
Regardless. The next actual
Look,
episode
getting
is going
to
gonna be the Flash for Shane.
When going to Florida, the plane
ride
weeks. Is going to be the fine part. It's walking around Florida that's going to be the problem.
Yeah, so the next one is going to be Flash. Then we need to do the preview. Then we need to get back to these riders to finish them off. They need to be done. Like,
so we can watch Lost Galaxy.
That's yeah. true, so we can get ready to watch and review Lost Galaxy.
Oh, Lost Galaxy's good, man.
We've been putting it off for so long, though.
So we'll see you all back here again in 2 weeks.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.